Facebook's purge of British right-wingers followed political pressure. By Alam Bokhari on March 6, 2019. Facebook has banned Tommy Robinson, along with a wide range of prominent UKIP members and anti-establishment media, just days after he released a documentary alleging cooperation between the purportedly neutral, state-funded BBC and the far-left organization Hope Not Hate. The bans occurred amid pressure from the British government, currently run by the so-called Conservative Party, on social media platforms to do more to combat hate. The British Digital Minister Margo James MP said today that she wants world-leading tech regulation for Britain, including massive fines against platforms like Facebook that don't promptly remove alleged hate speech. British politicians have been agitating for the censure of Tommy Robinson for some time. In November, British members of Parliament urged the US to enact a travel ban against Robinson, citing concerns that he could earn up to $1 million from a US speaking tour. As Breitbart News Chris Tomlinson wrote at the time, the effort to get Robinson banned from the US was led by Ruth Smith MP, the politician who directs the far-left organization Hope Not Hate, a kind of British SPLC. Hope Not Hate, of course, is the same organization that was exposed by Robinson for allegedly collaborating with a purportedly neutral, state-funded BBC in a recent undercover journalism operation. The full video of Robinson's sting is still on YouTube under the title Panadrama, a play on Panorama, one of the BBC's flagship news shows. The list of populist and right-wing figures banned from Facebook in the wake of Panorama's release include Tommy Robinson, the populist news site Politicalite and its editor Jordan James, and UK Independence Party, UKIP, candidate McGuigan, as well as prominent party members Rhys Coombs, Daryl Goodliffe, Damien Heads, and Richard Inman. In the wake of the Facebook purge, MPs have been agitating for Tommy Robinson to be banned from YouTube as well. As the populist critic of Islam is already banned from Twitter, Facebook and Facebook-owned Instagram, YouTube is the last major platform where Robinson has a voice. The British Conservative Party, as well as the Labour Party, seems determined to ensure that Robinson is left without access to the online public square. Damien Collins MP, the Conservative chairman of the Digital, Culture, Media and Sport Committee said yesterday that YouTube should ban Robinson, accusing the platform of allowing him to spread a message of hate. However, Robinson has never been charged or convicted of violating Britain's hate speech laws.